You're listening to the Epic Event Podcast with B. Carroll Events founder and CEO, Bree Carroll. A show that breaks down how strategic experiences with purpose, impact, and community help you hit your business goals. Now, here she is, Bree.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Bree Carroll of B. Carroll Events, and I am excited to talk to you about serving looks. So in this episode, we are going to break down how you can design a stunning event that also includes that strategy. You know, we are never going to let go of the S word, and that's strategy. So I'm going to break down four different considerations, areas for you to consider that you can really focus on your design and do so very strategically. Let's dive in. Number one, it's that first impression on site, which is your entrance. So thinking through what are some different elements that you can help to set the tone before a speaker cracks the mic, before anything even starts. What is that first impression that you can make at your entrance? Now, depending on your venue, this may not be outside of the venue. It may, if it's a hotel, it may not be in the check-in area, but as they come up to your dedicated space, your hall, your area, what can you put there? What is something that makes sense to kind of plant the seed for the messaging that they'll receive in the room? I have a client that absolutely loves balloons, and she is known for having a beautiful like balloon arch. I really like the organic garland looks that you've seen. If you're interested in balloons, maybe it's messaging. Maybe it's having some type of columns or a pop-up banner that has wording that makes sense for your message that you will have throughout the event. But thinking through your entrance. And because I just cannot go past entrance without at least talking about this a little bit. We'll probably talk about it more in another episode. But as it relates to our entrance, please, can we be thoughtful about our process of navigating your guests to where they need to be? This is a big part of, as you think about not just designing the pretty for your entrance, but also, are you creating ease for your guest to experience the fullness of your event? Is there signage to help tell them where they need to go? Do you have stanchions or a way that will help manage your lines to get people in the room? This all has to do with your entrance, and it can be designed. What if your velvet ropes were your brand colors? Like, let's make this also a beautiful touch, but also strategically so that it doesn't just make a visual impact, but it also makes the impact on the person to say, wow, this was thoughtful. You thought about me before I even got in the room, because my first impression as I'm coming through this entrance already is preparing me for what I will receive in the room. The second area that I'd like you to think about is your seating or your tablescapes. When it comes to your seating, now this may be if you just are at a venue and they have a banquet chair or any other type of seating, you can definitely utilize this. But when I say being thoughtful about your seating, what do you have visually around or that you are designing in for your guests to experience right where they are? Maybe it is a little something, a note that is on the table. Maybe it's the linens that you pick out, or maybe you bring in specialty chairs that are of velvet, and it has that sensory element where that the feel of the material really creates a higher experience for your guests. But thinking about that area as you are designing, and some fun and exciting things that you can do even right there. I think being thoughtful of that area just brings it down to being thoughtful or putting yourself in your guest's shoes and designing to that very intimate space that they'll probably be sitting in and or sitting on for a couple of hours, depending on how long your program is. Is the chair comfortable? Like, I don't know many people who like sit in the chair, but when we meet on site, I want to have a good amount of time where I'm actually sitting in the chair and feeling like, is this even comfortable? Like, will I be uncomfortable if I'm sitting here? And what are ways that I can design in some creature comforts? Like, I absolutely love designing for either trainings or conferences. Maybe it's simply giving them an individual bottle of a sparkling water. Maybe it's having little treats there. Maybe it's having a notepad and pen so that they can take notes, and it's encouraging them to note down some of the brilliance that you are going to deliver from the stage. But right there where they are seating, be thoughtful about the design that goes into that area. Your next area is your stage or your platform. This is typically the one that I don't have to share, because most people think about this first. You think about, what does your build out look like? What does the stage aesthetic look like? Let me share here one of the things that I would say is a best kept secret. Lighting can do a lot for your stage area. Investing in lighting for this area really not only helps the guest experience it visually, but your pictures will show even better when you have the right lighting for your stage or your platform. And this can be extremely elaborate, or it can be more subtle. It just depends on your brand and the tone of the event. Again, we are designing strategically, so we want to make sure that whatever is on the stage, whatever that looks like, it is really true to you. It is true to the message that you want to come forward, especially when it comes to the details, the color palette, the design that you're looking at. I really do like the LED walls and things that we are incorporating into more and more of our events. That gives you the flexibility to kind of change that stage look throughout the event through the graphics and things that they're able to put on those screens. So that's always really fun option, especially if that aligns with what you're looking to do and what your brand stands for. So the stage, I'm not going to stay on that too much, because again, you probably have endless ideas for what your stage or your platform, the area that you will speak from, will kind of be and look like. But think about maybe doing it outside the box. Can you maybe have your stage in a round, right? Can you have seating that goes completely 360 around a raised platform so that your speaker can talk to everyone and it's a more intimate feel? Maybe that makes sense. What are some different elements that you can pull out for this stage or this platform that is unique, right? Maybe I'm thinking of Anita right now. Maybe it's she sews. So maybe it's having different elements of that she would utilize, or equipment that she would use to sew, that she incorporates in the look. Maybe they're actual physical products like that she could like upcycle, or maybe it's something that's been enlarged and it's huge. It's a huge backdrop that she could produce. Again, that's why I like these LED walls, because you can do have a lot of this imagery without having the physical product. And I will say, when it comes to design, I also love to be conscious of the waste that you may be producing when it comes to designing events. So especially if being more conscious of the environment is aligned with your brand, there are a lot of fun ways to incorporate that into your design, because again, you want to make sure that you are being true to yourself throughout this design process. Now let's talk about the fourth and final area that you should be considering when it comes to design, and that's your activations. These are interactive areas and spaces, maybe a photo backdrop, areas where your guests will have the opportunity to take some pictures, to remember the event. Maybe it is something that is ties into your messaging, which I always think is really great. Or it leads them to their own like mini breakthrough or mini takeaway. And these activations can be all types of things. It can really just be, like I said, a simple step and repeat backdrop all the way into an interactive station where they step into an experience that is designed just in a build out that maybe you have. So there are a lot of different ways for to incorporate these activation areas. You can integrate technology, screens, have videos playing, sound, lighting. You can design this very elaborately. And if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out. You can email me at bcarolevents.com. If you are interested in learning a little bit more, you're like, hey, I loved these four areas that you're talking about designing to. I have a question or an idea. What is your take on this design and what can happen? But let me just say, as it relates to all four of these areas, your entrance, your seating area, the stage or platform, and the activation space, sky's the limits. Get creative. Take some time and sit down and really imagine what these things can be. There are endless possibilities, and really, it has to come from you. As a designer, I can come up with a million ideas, right? But we need that starting point, that intentionality, the why or the purpose behind these different elements so that they can be designed in a way that is truly unique and authentic to you and your brand. So as you think through designing a stunning event with a strategy, I want you to serve all the looks in these four areas.
Thank you for listening to the Epic Event Podcast. If you like what you're hearing, drop a review or share with a friend. This has been a B. Carol Events podcast. For more, head to www.bcarolevents.com/podcast.